Drug Policy Alliance, Independent Firearms Owners Association, and Witness for Peace on Thursday sent a letter to the leaders of the House and Senate Judiciary Committees, the House Oversight and Government Reform Committee, and the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee. The letter points to Reuters and New York Times reports about the information collected by DEA and efforts to conceal it, saying that it contradicts Obama administration assurances that government surveillance is not used against Americans and is only used for counterterrorism purposes. North Carolina Senate overrides vetoes, governor fires back, from the News Observer. In a week that brought Governor Pat McCrory stinging defeats, with lawmakers from his own party overriding his first two vetoes, the Republican governor Wednesday responded by criticizing legislators. McCrory vowed not to implement a new law requiring drug tests for some welfare recipients until the legislature finds the money to pay for it. This has been your 420 Radio News for Friday, September 6, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the scenes. Pardon me, we go behind the headlines on the new quote from John McCain on maybe we should legalize marijuana. We will take a look at that quote plus his previous stance on marijuana throughout his career as a senator. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it,
and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes, and welcome to the show. It is Monday, September 9th, 2013, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. We are just freshly back from the U.S. Cannabis Cup in Seattle. High Times put on another great event, and on today's show, we have got some of the best highlights from our time there, live streaming for the past 2 days at the Cannabis Cup. You're going to get to see a historic first meeting between New Approach Washington's Allison Holcomb and New Approach Oregon's Anthony Johnson, and a little Rick Steves thrown in just for a good measure. They got to kind of meet in the halls. I was passing by talking to Rick and Allison when Anthony came by. I introduced them all, and I think we got a great glowing endorsement from the successful Washington legalization campaign manager to the forthcoming successful Oregon legalization campaign manager. Also, we got a great interview with Keith Stropp. We asked him about the Department of Justice memo and the future of legalization in 2014 and 2016. He sat down at the booth with us, so we'll have that interview for you. We've also got an interview with our own Calico Castile, who's opening Brightside PDX 1 week from today, going to be the premier dispensary in Portland, Oregon. We talked to him a little bit as well. We also ran into High Times' Rick Cusick, and we asked him about the rumors about this weekend's Boston Freedom Rally being canceled, or the police at least saying they wouldn't give him a permit. It's a bunch of smokescreen, folks, and Rick Cusick will tell you exactly why on today's show. Also, a little time, we got a walkabout in the recreating area and a good view of Adam Akadosius and Manny Blunts from the podcast from Cali Collective, and they were hard at work and doing a little glass contest that I hope our friend Bacon Dan is watching the show, because there's some Trailer Park Boys glass. You're going to want to see this. All that's coming up on the Russ Belville Show. Dr. Mitch won't be with us today because we're doing so much video from the Cannabis Cup. We'll also kind of adjust our schedule as far as the 20 after break and no daily toker tunes for the day. But coming up later in the week, we got some great toker tunes. Backstage with Redman and Backstage with Slightly Stupid at their concert. So check that out. Plus, we got the legalization panel and the panel I was on, the High Times Social panel, coming up later in the week. Stay tuned. Our headlines are next. This is the Russ Belville Show.
Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
I stole from my little sister.
I got straight D's.
I left my ex-girlfriend 27 messages last night.
I made my mother cry.
I let people draw on me.
I ditched my friends and let them find their own way home.
This is your 420 Radio News for Monday, September 9th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. Live coverage of Senator Leahy's hearing on marijuana legalization. This from 420 Radio News. Tomorrow, Tuesday, September 10th at 2:30 p.m. Eastern Time, the Senate Judiciary Committee, chaired by Senator Pat Leahy, Democrat of Vermont, will hold a hearing entitled Conflicts Between State and Federal Marijuana Laws. Senator Leahy has been calling for a sane approach to marijuana policy and hopes to shed light on the development of state-regulated marijuana markets in Colorado and Washington. 420 Radio will bring you live coverage of the hearing beginning tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The Russ Belville Show is assembling a panel of experts to provide analysis and live commentary on the testimony presented to the Senate. Scheduled testimony at tomorrow's hearing includes the Honorable James Cole, Deputy Attorney General of the U.S. Department of Justice, Washington, D.C., the Honorable John Urquhart, the Sheriff of King County Sheriff's Office in Seattle, Washington, Jack Finlaw, the Chief Legal Counsel from the Office of the Governor John W. Hickenlooper, Denver, Colorado, and Kevin Sabet, the co-founder and director of Project SAM, director of the Drug Policy Institute at the University of Florida. Questioning the panelists will be members of the Senate Judiciary Committee. Senator Leahy's interest in reform is matched by the ranking member, Senator Chuck Grassley, Republican of Iowa, his fervent support of continued marijuana prohibition. No senator from Colorado or Washington sits on this committee. Senator Dianne Feinstein, Democrat of California, headed the opposition to her state's legalization attempt in 2010. New Jersey Assembly votes on changes to medical marijuana law from ABC.com. The Assembly has approved a major change to New Jersey's fledgling medical marijuana program. Monday's vote will allow dispensaries to grow and sell more than three varieties of pot to patients and provide the drug in an edible form to children. The measure was inspired by families who said their children with severe epilepsy would benefit from using certain types of marijuana. Lawmakers passed a bill in June, but Governor Chris Christie issued a conditional veto last month. Christie said he will approve the bill if it does not eliminate the requirement that at least two doctors sign off before children can have access to medical cannabis. Of the 20 states that have laws allowing medical marijuana, New Jersey is considered to have the strictest regulations. Washington State sets rules for recreational marijuana industry from Al Jazeera America. Washington State regulators aiming to limit the state's nascent marijuana industry want to cap the amount of space available to grow recreational marijuana in the state at 2 million square feet, the equivalent of about 35 NFL football fields. The limit was among proposed state marijuana rules released by the Washington State Liquor Control Board on Wednesday. In addition to limiting the amount of space that can be allocated to growing recreational pot, the new draft rules in Washington State also cap how much non-medical marijuana can be grown statewide at 40 metric tons and would limit recreational use pot growers to a footprint of up to 30,000 square feet per facility. Pot regulations in action. Maine dispensaries fined for using pesticides. This from the San Francisco Gate. In an example of how regulations on cannabis can serve public health and safety, the operator of four of Maine's medical pot dispensaries has stopped using pesticides after a state investigation. The Maine Board of Pesticides Control fined Wellness Connection of Maine $18,000 on September 6th for unlawful use of pesticides on marijuana, reports the Portland Press-Herald. The board found nine pesticides at Wellness Connections growing operations and 20 violations in all between May 2012 and March 2013. Wellness Connection has paid the fine in full and revamped its operations, the group stated. Long lines, but no hassles for free pot giveaway at Denver Civic Center from the Denver Post. Shouting free the weed, scores of marijuana lovers stood in line Monday for free joints offered by opponents of tax issues on the statewide and Denver ballots in November. Rob Corey, who helped organize the event at Denver's Civic Center, said he supported and helped write the language of Amendment 64, the ballot issue passed last year by Colorado voters that made the possession of an ounce or less of marijuana by people over 21 legal under state law. Corey does not support Proposition AA on this year's ballot that asks voters to approve a 15% tax and initial 10% sales tax on the sales of recreational marijuana. Corey also opposes Denver's tax question that could add a 3.5% sales tax with the option to hike it up to 15%. This has been your 420 Radio News for Monday, September 9th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we have highlights from the Seattle U.S. Cannabis Cup this weekend, including interviews with Allison Holcomb and Anthony Johnson from New Approach Washington and New Approach Oregon, respectively, Rick Cusick from High Times Magazine, Keith Stropp, the founder of Normal, and Brightside PDX owner-operator Calico Castile. This is the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. We'll be right back.
Woodpipe Smoke Shop and Speakeasy is your source for cannabis community gear in southern Wisconsin. Owners Brian and Tammy Wood are located in Kendall, just outside of Madison, and they've got everything for the smoking enthusiast, including a full assortment of pipes, water pipes, hookahs, bubblers, one-hitters, and so much more. They're open noon to 8 p.m. Monday through Saturday and can help you with your detoxification therapies as well. Call 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com for more information. That's 608-466-7473 or email woodpipes@yahoo.com. And as always, go Pack Go!
On an all-new intervention.
Mark, welcome home.
Please, come.
Join us.
Mark hasn't smoked weed in about 10 days, and I'm worried about him. I can't watch him
destroy himself.
I'm fine, okay? This is none of your business.
Shh. Come, Mark. We're only here because we care.
I'm in control. That's what they don't get, is that I can start smoking weed anytime that I want to. I just don't feel like it right now.
At first, he was, you know, just skipping a day here and there. But then it got more and more consistent, and then he just wasn't smoking any weed at all.
Mark, we haven't smoked a joint together in like 3 weeks, man. I don't know who you are anymore. Your short-term memory is incredible.
You know, I just can't sit back and watch someone destroy their own lives with horrible decisions.
See you guys.
Stupid, I'm getting out of here.
Hey, hey,
oh,
hey.
Don't touch me!
It hurts me a lot, you know? What do you do for someone that you care about that is ruining their own life? What do you do?
He's not showing any signs of starting.
Intervention on A&E.
Sir, do you think there will or should come a time for us to discuss the possibility of legalization, regulation, and control of all drugs, thereby doing away with the violent criminal market as well as a major source of funding for international terrorism? Thank you so much for your time, Mr. President.
Well, I think this is an entirely legitimate topic for debate.
Name the time and place, Mr. President. Radical Russ has been prepping for this debate full-time since 2005.
Are you recording us right now?
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is what happens when you're at one of these cannabis cups. We get the confluence of New Approach Washington, Allison Holcomb, and New Approach Oregon, Anthony Johnson. And we were just talking about the chances for Oregon. You know, get closer together there.
Yeah, Testing absolutely.
Oregon in 2014, and Allison, what can you tell, what advice can you give Anthony and those of us in Oregon that want to pass this?
Oh, I don't think I have to give Anthony any advice. Everything that I've seen about what they're doing on the ground in Oregon is absolutely fantastic. I was just commenting on the Oregonians' editorial saying that the legislature ought to work with Mr. Johnson and shared with him that nobody ever said that about me. So I think Oregon is well poised, and I'm so excited for Anthony and all the people working on New Approach Oregon. It's going to be fantastic.
Anthony, if people want to help out with this, I know you're going to need a lot of volunteers, a lot of people to get involved. Where can they go? What can they do?
NewApproachOregon.com. Come check us out. Get the word out. Write letters to the editor, and just really stay active and share your story about cannabis and what it does for you medically, what it does, you know, in your life, and how it's no more dangerous than alcohol. And it's really time for the state to end cannabis prohibition and regulate cannabis, because that's how we're going to keep marijuana out of the hands of children, and how we're going to create jobs, generate revenue for the state. Cannabis prohibition is a failed policy, and it's clear that regulation is the way to go. And thanks to Washington and Colorado for leading the way. We're really excited about Oregon adding to the next wave of momentum, and just keep on keeping on across the country until we end cannabis prohibition, because it's a failed policy that's hurt too many lives.
All right, both these people are real busy, but before I let you go, Allison, I got to ask you about the August 29th Department of Justice memo. It's like a birthday cake and Christmas all at once, huh?
Oh, it was absolutely crazy. August 29th really felt like November 6th, 2012 all over again. It was winning the election all over again. You know, we won with the Washington State voters, and then we won with the federal government, and it's amazing. They've given this a roadmap to let us and other states know you can do this, you can try a new approach, just make sure you cross your T's and dot your I's.
Yeah.
It's a new day.
And this isn't just, with the respect to Washington and Colorado. Anthony, this affects, we just passed 3460 with the dispensaries. What do you think of this justice memo with respect to rolling that out?
It's really great with the licensed regulated dispensaries in Oregon. It's going to give certainty to the market, certainty to the industry, certainty for patients, and really set clear guidelines for the state as we move forward. And I look forward to see not only in Oregon, Washington, but all these regulations being passed in all the states, so we can move forward with ending cannabis prohibition across the country.
All right, folks, historic video there. We have the people who legalized and shall legalize the Pacific Northwest. Anthony Johnson from New Approach Oregon, Allison Holcomb from New Approach Washington. Thanks for taking the time.
Thank you.
Take it easy.
I got one in my pocket.
I took a picture of you taking a picture
it's
of him.
It's music.
It's Rick Cusick.
Associate publisher of High Times. At the High Times Cannabis Cup, what are the chances?
The chances are pretty damn good, I gotta say.
So tonight, we got a big concert tonight.
Yeah, big concert Slightly tonight. Stupid. And Redman.
And Redman.
And Redman.
Any other surprises we don't know about?
Not that I know about, but let me tell you, this is going perfectly smooth.
Isn't that nice?
I know.
I saw a news story on the train on the way up here about Boston not giving a permit to the Freedom Rally 8 days before the Freedom Rally.
I hear about that, but you know, let's see what happens. Let's reserve judgment, because this often happens. Then once the ACL gets involved, ACLU gets involved, there's a lawsuit action. Well, there you go. Because I think that, you know, it's an outgoing mayor, right? And I think that might be if we're lucky.
So you'll be there at the Freedom Rally?
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, I believe we're having some kind of sponsorship.
Fantastic. Oh, I will see you there in Boston. Have a good cup.
Thanks a lot, Boston. I appreciate being here.
All right, Tokers and Tokettes, welcome back. Our live coverage here of the Seattle Cannabis Cup 2013. I'm Radical Russ with 420radio.org. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to do our 420 Radio drug test. That's right. We're going to be giving a drug test. But this is the only drug test you can pass at the Cannabis Cup. It's a Jeopardy quiz. You can see it on our main board there. We'll be doing the quiz here, giving away free pins to the winner. First, we have the 420 radio pin. Look at the new, brand new, awesome 420 radio pin. And just in today, the brand new Russ Belville Show pin. And I got a very special guest who's going to win these pins. Keith Strop from Normal is sitting over there. He's gonna walk in here because he can't resist a microphone. He's like me. That's right. You cannot resist free swag. Look at this.
Oh, my God.
We got pins and stuff.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Well, like professional and shit.
That is very, like, very nice.
Here, have a headphone there.
All right.
Get you on. And we will tweet to the world that you're here. If I can find my...
Here we are at yet another excuse to get stoned.
Another excuse to get stoned. That's right. That's what we call them these days. Yeah. I'm going to give my camera here to Alvin so he can get some pictures of us.
Actually, Russ, I don't think either you or I really need an excuse, do we?
I don't need an excuse. Your excuse was going to law school.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to law school. I guess I better smoke weed.
That's right. First time I ever smoked, I was a freshman in law school at Georgetown. I've always been very proud of that, and I know Georgetown is very proud of
it. Yeah, Georgetown loves it every time you say that, right? Go Hoyas, go Keith Strop. So here we are at the Cannabis Cup, and it's perfectly legal here. We're no medical. We're not having to go see a doctor or anything like that, and... In, you know, it's been 40 plus years you've been doing this. How does freedom feel?
Well, you know, I was in Denver for the Cannabis Cup on 420 and then being here in Washington. I really think people probably don't appreciate how exhilarating it is to finally be in a state where it is perfectly legal to smoke pot as long as you're a responsible user. So I love the experience. I've smoked for the last, you know, 48 years, I think. I started smoking 65. So I've treated it as if it's been legal for a long time. But you still had to kind of cheat and steal and hide and put drugs under the door at the hotel and all that. It is wonderful to finally just be out front and say, of course I smoke. And it's none of the government's business why I smoke or whether I smoke. So I also want to give the citizens of Washington enormous credit. I mean, they changed the world of drug policy when Washington and Colorado legalized marijuana. Everything has changed. Things that were considered impossible just a few months ago are now considered possible. There are bills being introduced in Congress that they wouldn't even think about a year ago.
Yeah.
And you just saw the federal government. I think that announcement by the Department of Justice that they're going to stand back and allow Washington and Colorado to go ahead and fully implement their legalization statute, that's the single most important federal change in marijuana policy in my lifetime. I just think it's, I feel fortunate to be alive to see it.
Frankly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, and I want to check the temperature in hell because, because I saw the other day, you know, for the longest time we've had all sorts of representatives, you know, Dennis Kucinich and Barney Frank while he was still in the House. Now we got some new guys, you know, like Polis, who are great in the Congress, but when it comes to the Senate, we've always been stymied. We've never had a senator stand up for us, but now, freaking John McCain.
Well, John McCain,
what the hell?
Patrick Leahy. I mean, there really are people that I think probably supported this privately all along, but felt it was too fringy, that it would hurt them politically.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they believe those polls.
You know,
we were showing them that five or six polls in the last year and a half have shown 50, 55, 56% support nationwide, but they didn't necessarily believe it. Mm-hmm. Once Washington and California actually passed it, it seems real now. So I honestly think this is the beginning of the end. I do not think the government or our opponents can ever reverse course at this point. We simply have made too much headway.
As a practical matter, too, I think Sylvester Ray is losing his job down there in El Paso, and Ellen Rosenblum getting her job in Oregon have shown the power of cannabis reformers now to have some pull in an election.
Oh, without a doubt. Governor Shumlin in Vermont has been incredibly supportive. And literally, the New England is an area that we used to think about as not even be relevant to this issue. Frankly, in the last 5 years, there have been more progressive changes in New England than there have been in most of the rest of the country. So I'd say by 2016 and maybe by 2014, it looks like there'll probably be an initiative in your state, in Oregon, and probably in Alaska.
Maybe two or three, damn it.
Yeah. Well, and that's the trouble in California, too. There's like three different competing. But by 2016, I expect we will have legal marijuana in Oregon, California, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, Alaska. I mean, there's no stopping it at this point. It really isn't. And again, I tell you what I think is important about that. It's not that the majority of the American public are now pro-pot. They're actually not. They're anti-prohibition. And so what we need to keep in mind as we move forward, the reason we're winning is not because we enjoy the support of the pot smokers, although, of course, that's crucial. They're a core group. It's because we have won the hearts and minds of the majority of non-smokers in America. And that's where you get your political power. That's why we now are moving forward.
Yeah. And, you know, we had an upswing in the late 70s. You know, a lot of states decrimmed through the 70s. Then the 80s hit. We had a backlash. And it seemed to be the backlash was mostly the family groups that organized.
It was.
Scared the hell out
parents
of parents
group.
With gas mask bongs.
That's right. Nancy Reagan, just say no.
Do you feel or do you worry that prevalence, and especially we see it here in Seattle, the prevalence of this oil culture of all these dabs might be the backswing.
Yes, I do think that, first off, as I think most of your listeners probably realize, dabbing is almost entirely a West Coast phenomenon. Mm-hmm. Now, that's not to say it won't spread, but right now, almost nobody on the East Coast knows what you're talking
about
if you talk about dabbing. And in fact, you don't even usually see hashish. You know, we just get flowers mostly on the East Coast. But what worries me a little is politically, for the unsophisticated, the non-smoker, when they hear about people having explosions and getting burned using butane to make dabs, it sounds like a house trailer of methamphetamine labs, for Christ's sake. It is not the image that we need for the marijuana culture. Now, I think over time, what people will learn is that it's like hard alcohol and beer. You don't drink as much whiskey as you would if you're drinking beer. Mm-hmm. But we're in the transition phase right now, and not everybody understands that. So we've all been to social events where people have passed out from dabbing, and they're experienced smokers, but they've never done dab before.
Yeah.
So, yes, I worry a little about a potential backlash, but I think the only way that would be reflected would be going forward, they may put a limit on the level of concentrates. You know, they might say nothing more than 25%. Frankly, I could live with that.
Well, I think the metaphor of beer versus whiskey is kind of apt. And imagine if people had been drinking beer for years and years and years, and suddenly whiskey was available.
Oh yeah,
I think we'd overdo it on whiskey. You know,
I think almost every young person in America, at some point when they first drink hard liquor and get really drunk, they're amazed at how it wipes them out for a day or two. They can barely get out of bed. And yes, I think that analogy is holding true. But again, what I want people to really keep in mind is, it's only incidentally about marijuana versus hash versus dabbing. It's about personal freedom. It is none of the government's business whether you smoke or why you smoke or what you smoke. So if we keep our focus on personal freedom, then I'm not so worried about a political backlash from Davi.
All right. Now, of course, Normal's been involved in this fight to end prohibition since 1970, 71,
yep.
depending on where which point you want to pick.
Yep.
What's next coming up for Normal as far as, you know, getting this to Texas, Arkansas, Tennessee?
Well, as you know, Russ, all the action, or the principal action, still remains on the state level, and it will for a few more years. We have more bills introduced in Congress than we've ever had, and we're beginning to get enough support that I think next term we will actually get some congressional hearings, which is helpful. You can't move a bill forward without it. But we're a few years off before we'll have the political support to change federal law. So we'll continue focusing on the state level. And again, I think the big breakthroughs we're looking for is we need victories in the Midwest and in the South. For example, there was just a poll this week that showed in Louisiana, a majority of voters in Louisiana favored full legalization. I saw that and I thought it was a printing mistake.
Yeah.
In a paper.
I thought maybe they had mistaken the medical support.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't medical. It was full. So I think what's happened is there has really been a paradigm shift across this country where reasonable people have come to the conclusion that prohibition is a failure. We knew that 40 years ago, but it took a long time to convince a lot of other people.
Yeah,
it
only
of
took,
it.
What, 20 medical states, 2 legal states, and about a dozen polls over 50%.
Yeah. And even then, you know, we're still getting 400,000 or 500,000 arrests a year in those other states. So we've still got some work to do, but folks, it's downhill from here on. I mean, the heavy lifting has been done. And frankly, if necessary, our fallback strategy always was, if necessary, we'll outlive our opponents. And I think that's exactly what's happened.
That's right. You know, we had the big news of the memo that came out from the Department of Justice saying basically we're not going to sue the states that tried to legalize. We're not going to get in their way. Of course, you lived through the Ogden memo and you've been in D.C. for a long time. So how much stock do you put in these latest memos?
Well, I actually think this latest memo is incredibly significant. I think it is the most important change in federal policy. Now, again, I want people to understand there has not yet been a change in federal law. So if you're in a federal parkland and you get caught with a joint, you're going to still get a ticket. They're not tough on you, but you get a civil fine and you send in $100 or whatever. That's not going to change so long as the law stays on the books. But the important thing is they have publicly announced, I mean, it wasn't even just a matter of some cold memo that only a few of us ever heard about, and the public had no awareness of it. You have your attorney general holding a conference call with U.S. attorneys all over the country to say, as long as those states that want to legalize marijuana do it in a responsible manner, and they defined 8 criteria, the most important is the one you would expect. They want to make sure the states are actively discouraging diversion to the neighboring states where it remains illegal. That's fair. That's the whole deal with the federal system. So I think this really is a major change. And now, people have to understand what they said is they will stay out of the way so long as you are scrupulously following the state law. So in states like Washington, where they still don't have dispensaries that are legal, we have dispensaries here, but they've never been licensed or regulated. They're on kind of in the gray zone, and in Michigan and frankly in Oregon. In California. So I think you'll still see some federal involvement until those states tighten up the regulations. But the lesson we seem to have learned is, if you're willing to have a tight system and minimize diversion to the black market, the federal government is now saying, let's let the states experiment and see how this works out. We've got at least 2 years, 3 years really, until Obama's term is up, to prove that you can legalize marijuana responsibly. So the good people in Washington and Colorado, we got a lot riding on your shoulders. So do a good job for us, folks.
That's right. Do it right. Keith Stropp, the founder of Normal, joining us here at 420 Radio and the Russ Belville Show. Of course, wouldn't be here without you. Thank you, man.
Thank you, Russ. one of our closest friends and allies, an old dear friend.
Always will be. Hey, we're going to play some music, and when we come back, we're going to do the 420 Radio drug test, the only drug test you can pass at the Hemp Fest. What the hell? Where am I at? Seattle Cannabis Cup. Take a break. Here's some music.
Normal stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks. even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
Funky-licious. Oh, yeah. That's right. Grooving. Keeping it mellow here at the Funky Roll the Ring. So join me, Big Daddy, every Thursday night. The doors open at 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Groove on. Groove on.
All right, Radical Russ here, 420 Radio. We are just about ready to play our 420 Radio drug test. You can win a Russ Belleville Show or 420radio.org pin if you can collect an ounce in 6 questions or less. It's like Jeopardy. There's 7 categories. You choose what weight of question. Each question, of course, is increasingly harder by weight. And lo and behold, there's Calico Castile, ready to play. Come on, Calico. Everybody, hey, Calico. Woo! All right, I got to turn it this way so we can see.
Okay.
All right, so first of all, this is, you remember Calico.
Aloha, everyone. Good to see you.
Calico.
Glad to be back.
The businessman now.
I guess so.
Wow.
Maybe just, not yet. The doors aren't open yet.
The doors aren't open yet.
We're anything not quite doing business.
There could be a tornado, a hurricane, a flood.
There could be acts of God.
The acts of God in progress.
Unforeseen.
But this is the story, folks. Brightside PDX. Why don't you tell the story?
Yeah. So, you know, I took a little hiatus after the Measure 80 debacle last year in
all
Oregon.
Right, debacle.
Oh, you know, like. Compared
47%.
To, I'm sitting here at legal marijuana in right, Washington, all right, all right. So anything short of that is a debacle. So
Calico is not satisfied.
I'm not satisfied. And we'll get back at it in 2014. But anyways, after that, took a little time off. Decided that my next leap into activism was really going to be on more on the business side of things than the industry. I think that like social entrepreneurship is a way to push marijuana legalization forward is kind of what I'm about now. I think that, you know, now that marijuana legalization is coming in Colorado and Washington, and it's going to be coming in states further on down the future, I think that, you know, it's really going to be important for activists to get involved into the industry and to push forward really professional standards, you know, and trying to normalize the idea of a medical cannabis or and a legalized cannabis industry, you know, instead of this black market. I think it would be much better for us to shed light on the brighter side of the cannabis industry, which is what brings us to the name Brightside, obviously. I wanted to, you know, bring light to what has typically been a black market, a dark side of things. So we want to bring and show the light. We want to bring the bright side.
And notice, bright side, dark side, you know, Star Wars reference with Star Wars font.
There's
Is that the Star Wars font?
There's a little shout out in there. We're not going to say it's the Star Wars font.
I don't know if you noticed, my font is kind of familiar as well.
I couldn't place it, but where did it come from?
It's pretty normal looking, wouldn't you say?
Okay, now I got you. I was going to say, it seems homey.
Yeah, it's very normal.
I'm used to it.
Yes. So Brightside PDX is going to be premier medical cannabis dispensary in Portland, Oregon, Southeast Portland.
Southeast Portland, yeah. We're going to be serving the Southeast Portland area. It's actually right next door to the Hot Cake House. Anyone that's from Portland, Oregon, would probably have visited the original Hot Cake House. It's open, obviously, 24 hours.
It is where hotcakes originated. Folks.
Yeah, they're actually where they
Nobody
originated.
Had ever cooked a hotcake
Not
before
once before.
The original Hotcake House.
On Powell Boulevard.
And, you know, Portland's amazing. We've got an original Hotcake House on Powell and the original Taco House on 82nd.
Dude, Powell was, like, basically the original of everything. We were the originals of Portland. We were the original Portland people.
I see. All right, so, now, this is interesting because Portland is just starting. Oregon is just starting. We just passed the dispensary bill. And we've got California and Washington and Colorado to look at, you know, their previous few years of doing this. What lessons should and have you taken from these other dispensaries in other states that should be applied in Oregon?
Well, I think that one thing that's like started in Colorado, because, you know, they've had more of a regulated medical cannabis industry for a little while now, is just testing our products, right? Or testing our medicine, making sure that people can see the analytics, not only of the CBD, CBN, CBD, the whole cannabinoid
CBGB.
Profile, right? The whole cannabinoid profile, but also the VOCs, or not the VOCs, but yeah, the VOCs, making sure that you don't have
VOCs?
Volatile organic compounds. Sorry.
Damn, there's
The things contained in butane, you know, people smoking hash oil, obviously if you're smoking laced hash oil, there's going to be a lot of bad things that are put
volatile organic compounds. Box. BOC.
Right. So, you know, obviously, when now that we're testing for those types of things, we can make sure that the medicine is clean, and we can have a peace of mind when we're getting those products to the patients and making sure that they're getting clean medicine and they're not getting stuff laced with people who really don't care and they're only about the profit. So this is something I actually should mention. We are currently an Oregon nonprofit. We're going to be a nonprofit dispensary. So we are really going to be able to focus a lot more towards patient needs and really cater towards the community in which we reside. And instead of having to really focus on pinching every penny to maximize profit. So
is that the reason? I mean, that's why you wanted to be a nonprofit.
Well, I mean, obviously
you think it should be nonprofit.
Well, I mean, I think in a legalized cannabis industry, I think it's just, you know, probably not the smartest idea to be a nonprofit. I mean, there's gonna be plenty of people who are doing for profits, and it's gonna be a huge industry. But I think right now, Oregon medical marijuana is in a place where you still should probably be an Oregon nonprofit in order to fit into the whole deal. And plus, I think it's better because we're going to be able to not worry about pinching those pennies and maximize profit, right? Obviously, we're still going to try to be the most efficient we can and, you know, pinch pennies where we can as well. But we don't have to worry about shareholders and investors and those types of things. We can really focus on the things that matter, and that's having employees that are happy to be there, who are being paid, who are knowledgeable, putting on, you know, workshops for the community in which we serve so they can see that we aren't just someone out there making a profit, but that we're actually there to serve the community in which we live in. And, you know, also providing, you know, awesome quality medicine. And we'll be able to reimburse for the quality medicine instead of having to get the cheap stuff so we can make sure that we're making margins.
Well, there's plenty of quality medicine where we're from, so I'm not
Oregon's,
too about
there's
that.
Not, it's not a... Not a lacking thing.
Not lacking, sure. No droughts. Okay, so we've got these cards for Brightside, and it makes me think of advertising. And it's something that's kind of contentious in Washington and Colorado as they're drafting their rules for the recreational market. And it's been a contention in the medical states, too, to some extent. What is the state, what is the regulation that you know of, the rules, regarding marketing and advertising for your business in Oregon? Can you?
Right, currently there are no rules.
Okay.
I mean...
Will there be, and should there be?
There will be rules. Obviously, the governor just signed the House Bill 3460 just a couple weeks ago in Oregon. So the Rules Committee actually was just named. Obviously, Anthony Johnson from National Cannabis Coalition New Approach Oregon's on that, as well as Jeff Sugarman, who helped craft the original 1998 Oregon Medical Marijuana Act and helped pass 3460. And I mean, I think that there should probably be some sort of... I'm of two minds here, right? Obviously, there's the side of me who philosophically doesn't believe that the cannabis industry, be it medical or recreational, should be treated differently from any other industry, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But then there's also the pragmatic political side of me that says, we've got to do whatever we've got to do to push this forward. And if it is saying that we can't have dancing pot leaves out in the street, then I'm fine with that.
Kit Kat bar edibles.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Or, you know, and I'm fine. And I really do think that there should be standards set forth and packaging, just like in any other industry. There should be standards for everything. And I think that the people who are used to working and operating in an illegal market are probably a little bit afraid that they're going to have to jump through all those hoops. And mm-hmm. I feel like, you know, obviously, you know, my history as a political guy and being kind of a, I don't know, self-avowed socialist, whatever you want to call me, very progressive person and anti-corporations and stuff. But I understand that some regulations are needed. You know what I mean? Like that, sure, they may be burdensome. Like I spent 3.5 hours down at the city of Portland. We're building out our whole dispensary. We had to put up walls, you know, do the framing, the whole works, sheetrocking. So I had to go down to the city of Portland to get some permits. And I spent like 3.5 hours down there. Didn't get anything accomplished that day. And I was frustrated. And I just, at that moment, I was like, ugh, those effing bureaucrats, right?
At Calico inches a little bit rightward.
Right. No. But at the same time, the alternative is the building collapsing. The alternative is bad wiring and the place catching on fire, right? Yeah. There's a plenty of bad alternatives to spending my 3.5 hours down at the city of Portland.
There we go.
So, you know, and it's the same thing for the DMV. Like I spent that same week. And so I was just dealing with bureaucracy all week. Had to go to the DMV, spent like 2 hours down there. Just normal, you know, course of doing business and getting my tags renewed. But, you know, that's probably better than people not having registered cars so that, you know, when there isn't some sort of a convict or whatever person who stabs somebody and flees the country and you can't trace their car anywhere.
That would be
like,
bad.
You know what I mean? Like there's alternatives to, and alternatives to those, then they're probably worse choices, I would tend to say.
Well, folks, brightsidepdx.org is up.
It is up and running, absolutely. And also, if you go to brightsidepdx.org, please sign up for our newsletter, because we'll be keeping people up to date. Obviously, on these cards, we put September 16th as our starting date. I'm freaking out about that, but we're going to make it happen. Absolutely going to make
September
it happen.
September 16th? What day is
oh,
that?
Oh, brother, that's like a week and a half away. Like, you know, what, yeah. 9 days away?
Yeah, I'm just...
Today's the 7th.
16th's a Monday. I won't be back by then. But I would love to do a stream from your place that week for grand opening.
Absolutely. Whenever you're available, man, we'll make that do it. Well, we have the Wi-Fi connection to make it possible.
All right. So I would give you a pin just because. But since you're here...
I have to compete.
You get to compete in the 420 radio drug test.
I got to say, I'm sorry. Adam Hand showed me these Russ Belville pens, and yes. I thought they were awesome.
They are awesome.
I had previously seen the 420 radio ones.
Which I like, too.
Which are great. But the Russ Belville, oh, wow.
Much better.
I wouldn't say much better. Neither. I think they're equal, too, but I got to say that they pop well.
Thank you. They're
well
very
done.
Poppy.
Well done.
Yes, Adam Hand, handmadeapparel.biz. Can't say enough about him. And half of it's good. No, I guess. That's a joke. It's a bad joke. All right, so it's like Jeopardy. You're competing for weight. Our categories are toker terms, which would be just terms that tokers use.
Sure.
News nugs, recent news information. Medical cannabis, facts about medical marijuana. Viper sports category, figures and such. International and sativa celebrities. And you can choose from a swag all the way up to a quarter pound.
You know I got to go with sativa celebrities.
All right, so sativa celebrities, and how much weight?
Quarter pound is the heaviest, huh?
Quarter pound is the heavy. You're going to go big.
Let's go big.
All right. Sativa celebrities for a quarter pound. This five-time NFL Pro Bowler won two Super Bowls with the Cowboys in the 1990s before becoming the president of Texas Normal in the 2000s. Name him.
You're joking me. I have no idea.
Oh, well, you wanted to go quarter pound.
I know. Well, now
yeah,
I'm,
now you know.
Now I'm trying. Is it somebody named Dwight?
Somebody named Dwight is wrong. It's Mark Stepnoski.
Stepnoski?
And Mark Stepnoski played for the Cowboys, won a couple Super Bowls. He went to five Pro Bowls. His high school rescinded his high school Hall of Fame plaque when he came out as the head of Texas Normal.
And when was this? Sorry,
this
it was in the 2000s.
1990s. Yeah.
Is he no longer involved with the Texas Normal?
I think he supports them, but he's not like an officer or anything like that. All right, so sativa celebs for a quarter pound. The man... got that.
Wow,
so
dude,
now,
I gave it to the man.
Now you have to collect more weight than the man to win.
So how do I do that?
By choosing another question.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well,
but now you're a quarter pound in the hole. You owe me, sucka.
All right. News nugs for let's just go for a half. Let's start
All right,
trying
news
to,
nugs for a half.
Start trying to battle back here.
Which of the following was not a New York Times headline about marijuana news? Entrepreneurs' ambitious plans go up in smoke. Feds hash out new priorities on marijuana. Marijuana etiquette sending out smoke signals, or zombies get the munchies too.
I feel like that might be too easy, but I'm going to say zombies get the munchies too.
It was too easy.
Yes.
Feds hash out new
All right,
priorities
that was
on marijuana.
Oh, man.
So now the man.
Dude, the man is really holding me down here.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
I'm not appreciating this. I'm starting to feel... the prohibition.
The man is collecting a half ounce there.
Russ.
All right.
Man, you should have given me a refresher course before bringing on.
Yeah, start with the swag or the eights or something.
Well, nah, dude, I go big and I go, and then sometimes I go home.
Sometimes.
Apparently. All right, fine. Toker terms, swag.
Toker terms for swag.
Oh, I'm defeated.
True or false? The Harry Potter term muggles is an early 20th century slang
term.
Oh,
sure. That's absolutely true.
That is true. That's right. Muggles was an old jazz term.
All right, here we go. We're battling back.
All right. So Coleco's got the swag.
All right. We're going to go for the swag for news nugs, too.
Swag for news nugs. True or false? More than one-third of the U.S. population lives in a medical marijuana state.
That's true.
That is true. About 39% live in a medical marijuana state.
It's crazy. We'll be at 50 one day, huh?
All right. Actually, let me have you. Would you take the mic and the headphones and go out there so people can see the board together? And then that way I've got a camera just for. Actually, no, forget it. Forget it. We'll stay here, Coleco.
Thank you, Russ.
That's dumb. It's not going to work.
All good, man. All
Trust
good.
Trust me, there's a screen here. There's a screen here. All right. Next category.
Let's go for Toker Terms for eighth.
Toker Terms for an eighth.
Please.
True or false, the scent and flavor of various marijuana strains is primarily determined by the terpene content.
Oh, absolutely true.
That is true. Terpenes and terpenoids are the primary yes. constituents of the essential oils
I mean,
of many plants and flowers.
That would be why I smoke so much dabs.
All right, Coleco's got 3/8. He's built up 3/8.
Okay, let's just keep going for a quarter on Toker Terms.
Toker Terms for a quarter. The OG in very Bush stands for A, original gangsta, B, ocean grown, or C, organically grown.
I have no idea, but let's go with B, ocean grown.
It is B, ocean grown. And I had no idea either until I researched the question. But yeah, OG, like OG Kush, stands for ocean grown.
Continue to say original gangsta.
I know. I'm thinking that's, you know, Tupac.
So how far down am I? Right now?
You got 5/8.
Oh my God. News Nugs for an eighth, please.
Which got more votes in Colorado's 2012 election, Barack Obama or legalizing marijuana?
It was definitely Amendment 64.
That's
legalizing
right.
Marijuana.
Legalizing marijuana got 50,000 more votes.
So is I'm sorry, this is aside from that, is Leahy's meeting or is his hearing still going to go on the 10th?
Yes.
That's going to be awesome. All right, continue, please. Thank you.
Your question.
Medical cannabis for eighth.
Medical cannabis for an eighth. Which state has more registered medical marijuana patients, Colorado or Michigan?
Seems like that would be a no-brainer that it would be Colorado, right? Or is it Michigan because it's more populous? Colorado, please.
It's Michigan, 135,000.
Wow.
To Colorado's 108,000.
Wow.
You don't have to beat the man, Coleco. We'll just go as long as you want to go. Because so far, the man's kicking your ass.
The man is kicking my ass. let's go for half for Toker Terms, please.
Toker Terms for a half. Put these drugs in the order in which they are consumed in the Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre hit song, Gin and Juice. A fat ass J of bubonic chronic. B, Seagram's gin. C, a gang of Tanqueray. And D, an ounce of Indo. He's singing it in his head.
Oh, wow. I kind of want to say a gang of Tanqueray, but... Fat-ass shapes of bubonic chronic. Let's go with a gang of Tanqueray. I don't know.
Tanqueray first, followed by.
Oh, sorry.
In order.
Literally. Oh, wow. You're rough, Russ.
Rough.
Man.
Normally, this game's played with teams, so you'd have a little collaboration.
Oh, okay.
And some lifelines, but.
I'm down. I'm handicapped here. A gang of Tanqueray. So it's CBDA.
CBDA. Ooh, DBCA. We gonna smoke an ounce to this. G's up, hoes down, while you motherfuckers bounce to this.
Right.
I got me some Seagram's gin. Everybody got their cup of the ink chipped in. My homie Dr. Dre came through with the gang of Tanqueray
and
a fat-ass J of some bubonic chronic.
Wow.
Made me choke.
Well, dude. That ain't no joke,
off
dude.
It.
That's true. All right.
Set my cup down.
All right. Well, you whipped my ass on that one. There you go. Okay.
All right. That's Toker Terms for a half.
Well, let's go News Nugs quarter. Please.
News Nugs for a quarter. Yes. Which of these states has the highest recreational marijuana tax rates? California, Colorado, or Washington?
Washington.
That'd be Washington. 25%, 25%, 25%. State sales tax, local tax, municipal tax, dog catcher tax.
You sound like a Debbie Downer.
That's a bummer. All right, so you got the quarter.
All right, cool.
Coleco's got an ounce.
Yay.
So you do have your pin level ounce, but you can continue if you like.
Jesus. Well, I got a crowd here, so let's go with international swag, please.
International swag.
Yes.
True or false, medical marijuana is legal in the European Union?
False. True. It's absolutely true.
True. Because some EU member states, like the Netherlands, recognize medical use of cannabis. And in the EU, they have to recognize your medical card no matter where you go in the EU.
So what EU member states other than the Netherlands?
It's a quiz for me.
Does Cannabis Cure have a...
He can go to the UK, yes. He
bro,
can go to the Netherlands,
what are you doing, Greg? Come on, bro.
All right, so that's true until Greg emails me and says it's not.
Okay.
All right, Coleco, you're up.
Sativa Celebs, swag.
Sativa Celebs for swag. True or false, Willie Nelson once smoked a joint on the roof of the White House.
He totally did that.
True. During the Carter presidency, in September of 1980 with Carter's son, Chip.
I didn't realize it was with his son.
Yes.
That's awesome. Let's go with eighth in the Sativa Celebs
eighth
category.
Eighth for Sativa
please.
Celebs. Which one is older, Cheech or Chong?
I feel like it's Cheech.
Chong is
wow,
older.
Wow, by
Chong
quite a bit.
Chong was born in 1938. Cheech was born in 1947.
That's the difference between my grandparents.
I know. So you got to give that eighth to the man.
I'm giving the eighth. Giving a lot of weed to the man right now. Sativa Celebs for a quarter, please.
Sativa Celebs for a quarter. Put these famous celebrity pot-smoking incidents in chronological order. Miley Cyrus's Bob Marley birthday cake. Michael Phelps' bong-smoking photo. Fiona Apple's Texas tour bus.
I feel like it would have been Michael Phelps, Miley Cyrus, Fiona Apple.
B-A-C.
B-A-C.
B-A-C is correct. Phelps, 2009. Cool. Cyrus, 2010. Fiona Apple, 2012. That's a quarter for Coleco.
Wonderful.
Coleco's
okay.
Got an ounce and a half.
So a half for Sativa Celebs,
Sativa
please.
Celebs for a half. Which of these pop divas has not recently advocated for marijuana? What? Lady Gaga, Katy Perry, Rihanna, or Melissa Etheridge?
I was kind of jamming to her newest song, but it's definitely Katy Perry has not advocated for marijuana.
That's right. Not publicly that we know of. Gaga and Rihanna have smoked on stage, and Melissa Etheridge was a medical marijuana patient.
Her boy Mayer should work on that.
All right,
Katy
you got
Perry.
You got 2 ounces.
Well, we're going to go for an ounce. Try to double that.
All right, Sativa Celebs for an ounce. This daily pot smoker was a genius. He was literally a rocket scientist and was tasked with creating a message in a bottle for the Voyager spacecraft to tell alien civilizations about the human race and Earth.
Well, I feel like I would give you a heart attack if I didn't know this answer, so I'm just going to say Carl Sagan.
That's right. Dr. Carl Sagan, who did the PBS series Cosmos, was a daily pot smoker. Wow, now you're up to 3 ounces.
Let's try to double it again up with 2 ounces on Sativa.
2 ounces for Sativa Celebs. There is evidence to prove at least 8 U.S. presidents have smoked marijuana or hashish. Name 4 of them.
Okay. Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, Thomas Jefferson. Carter didn't smoke pot, did he? Bush smoked pot, though. So there you go. That's 4.
Okay. So we got W. Bush, Clinton.
Clinton, Obama,
and Jefferson.
Jefferson.
All right. You get Bush, Obama, and Clinton, but there's no evidence to prove Jefferson smoked pot. It's highly suspected he did, but there's no evidence
of
it.
Get that garbage out of here.
John F. Kennedy smoked pot. He used some for his back pain. It's in a couple of his memoirs. And then the 19th century presidents, James Monroe, Andrew Jackson, Zachary Taylor, and Franklin Pierce, wrote about smoking marijuana when they were in the Mexican War.
Wow.
With their troops.
Zachary Taylor, huh?
Yeah, old Zachary Taylor.
Wow. I wouldn't have guessed it.
2 ounces to the man.
The man's holding me down right now. Okay, let's go back to Toker Terms for an ounce.
Toker Terms for an ounce. This strain would be appropriate for the Norse god Thor to smoke after sex in our 49th state.
Alaskan Thunderfuck?
That's right. Norse god Thor, the god of thunder, Alaska, our 49th state.
All right.
Alaskan Thunderfuck, you
fair
win
enough.
The ounce term. 4 right. ounces. You got a quarter pound, Coleco.
Cool. 2 ounces for Toker Terms.
2 ounces for Toker Terms. There are 3 species of the genus Cannabis. Name them.
Sativa, Indica, and Ruderalis?
That's right. Sativa, Indica, and Ruderalis. And that means right. Coleco gets his 2 ounces, and you have beaten. No. No, you have not, but you got 6 ounces. I thought that you were going to go over with that one.
Well,
no,
how far off am I?
By an ounce and a quarter.
All right, let's go with the quarter pound, Toker Terms.
Toker Terms, quarter pound, the big tough question.
How big of a toker am I?
Name a medical marijuana strain named after a medical doctor.
Isn't there a Dr. Grinspoon?
There is a Dr. Lester Grinspoon, and there is now a Dr. Sanjay Gupta strain.
Even though if CNN had their way, they certainly would do away with that.
They sued, actually, and I think they're taking it off the shelf. But that means you've got 10 ounces. Coleco's our winner.
Thank you.
You have defeated the man.
Thank you. I needed to defeat the man.
So now you can have your set of pins.
I get both?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you got a whole 10 ounces.
Yeah, you know how much? It took me a while to battle back, man. The man was really holding me down.
The man was holding you down.
Holy moly.
You know, always got to keep your brother down.
All right. Well, people, you better pay attention because one day.
Thank you for playing the 420 Radio Drug Test.
Appreciate it.
Bright Side. Bright Side PDX.
Yes. And we're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. All at Brightside PDX. Come follow us. We've been posting a lot of pictures and status updates about the whole process of building out the dispensary. It's been really awesome. thing to go from being an intern on Normal Show Live, obviously producing for the Russ Belleville Show, being around for the launch of 420 Radio, and then going on to do Oregonians for Law Reform, doing the Political Action Committee, and now starting a dispensary. It's definitely crazy that this has all happened in just a couple years. I couldn't thank you more, Russ. I mean, it's awesome to see you back here. And, it's awesome to see the Cannabis Cup here in Seattle becoming not only just a MedCan Cup, but the U.S. Cannabis Cup.
Yeah.
It's awesome to see the American Americana stuff all over the place to symbolize that it is just freedom here in America, and it isn't something that needs to be restricted for simply the sick, although the sick deserve it. I'm glad to see that we have expanded to just across the street here. So it's crazy. I'm sure this ride will not get any calmer.
Any less fun. Yeah. Some comments from our chat room. Lively Libra says, Coleco Hunt, so happy for you and your business venture.
Well, mahalo, and, my fellow Libra.
And Stereotype had to chime in with, so funny to see Coleco bomb. Even more fun to hear Russ quote rap songs.
Well, I guess if your definition of bomb is battling back even
That's
when you're
right.
down, Rio,
yeah, Rio,
then yeah, I guess I bomb. But I don't give up, my friends, so fear not.
Thank you, Coleco.
Appreciate it, Russ.
Go
Thank you so much.
Go have some fun. Go get medicated. You did great.
I will definitely do so. I appreciate it. BrightsidePDX.org.
All right. We are just live here at the High Times Cannabis Cup. Radical Russ here on 420radio.org having some fun with the 420 Radio Drug Test with Coleco Castile. We're going to take a short break because I got to get some eat and drink. I've been working all day. So stay tuned. We'll just...
All right, there you go. That's our coverage of the High Times Seattle Cannabis Cup. We had so much fun, and we've got more of this coverage coming up on tomorrow's show. Going to bring you in its entirety the legalization panel. It featured Allison Holcomb from New Approach Washington, Rick Steves, Keith Strop. We're all a part of it. I believe Pete Holmes, the Seattle city attorney. Maybe Viv was on that panel, too. I didn't see the entire lineup, but we'll bring that in its entirety on tomorrow's show, along with the headlines. Also, tomorrow, very important, at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern, we will be bringing you live coverage of Senator Pat Leahy's Senate Judiciary hearing on state marijuana legalization. Kevin Sabet's going to be there, and I'm going to be debunking him live, so you want to check in for that. For everyone here at 420 Radio, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
This is the Russ Belleville Show. The Russ Belleville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.
Have you ever seen a news story like this?
When shit hits the fan, I never really thought about it before, but, it's kind of sudden and violent, and that's kind of what happened this week.
What about the children?
But, I just want to say fuck you guys very much for judging me. For using a plant to do whatever, it's none of your damn business. I don't ask you why you drink your face off, okay? But the